From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Erzullo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey Senate President Steve Sweeney says lawmakers are still talking with Governor Murphy. Ahead of a looming budget deadline, Sweeney came out from talks this morning at the governor's Trenton office and said only that discussions were continuing. He says talks will resume later in the day. The biggest disagreement has been over how to pay for a nearly $37 billion state budget. New Jersey's electric utilities are bracing for a spike in demand during the hot, hot weather we're getting over the next few days. A PSE&G spokesperson says it's hard to predict how many people will crank up their AC, and thunderstorms have the potential to cause outages as well.
So we prepare by making sure we have extra personnel on hand.
A tip to keep in mind, for every degree lower you set your thermostat, you use 3% less energy. The 19-year-old Cream Ridge teen arrested and charged with terrorism for plotting to shoot students and teachers at the New Egypt High School graduation ceremony has been denied bail and will stay jailed now until his trial. Matthew Vanderbeek said he got a rush from watching other mass shootings. He even dyed his hair red because he idolized James Holmes, the man who killed 12 people when he opened fire in a Colorado movie theater in 2012. Vanderbeek faces 30 years to life in prison. Four journalists and a sales assistant were killed Thursday in a shooting at a Maryland newspaper. Authorities say the gunman, Jared Ramos, entered the Capital Gazette in Annapolis and, quote, looked for his victims. Court documents say he used a long gun firearm, shot out the business doors, shot people inside, killing five, then tried to hide under a desk until police arrived. Most Jersey residents in a new poll say climate change is a serious problem, and most believe modernizing the transportation system would go a long way in improving health and reducing air pollution.
I think we can all agree that nobody wants to breathe in the toxic stew of chemicals that our cars are belching out every single day.
Nick Cifuentes, executive director of the Tri-State Transportation Campaign, says the region is not being serious about solving this problem. President Trump is coming to New Jersey for the weekend. The White House says he and the First Lady should arrive at Morristown Airport this afternoon, then head to his Bedminster Golf Club. On Monday, the FAA announced temporary flight restrictions in the area around the golf club. It's actually for Trump's first weekend visit at Bedminster this year.